Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, you, you, and you. Welcome to Posh Peace Couch. It's another beautiful day. Today is the 8th of June. Right, the summer is finally here. Don't be deceived by the weather, but the summer is here. It's time to show off, you know. The whole point of going to the gym, I believe, is to be able to wear a nice dress and dye your sleeves when it's summertime like this. So, welcome to summer officially, and welcome to Posh Peace Couch. Today's episode is going to be a freelance one. I want a chill episode, and as I've decided, I want to run this one by myself with two guys, actually. So, we're going to do this together. So, I'm going to open the line immediately now. So you guys can call in, you can send a message, so we can actually do this show today together. Because the title for today's show, the topic is actually called Let's Talk. So it's you and I talking today. So we're going to talk about everything and anything, right from the World Cup all the way to the trending that's going on social media at the moment. So before let me open the line now. So the number to call is 0744-881-1570. I'll repeat, 0744-881-1570. So if you guys want to send any message or call, the line is open already. So that's how we're going to start today's show. Last week, I had the opportunity to invite my mom on the show. That was a beautiful one. Thank you for anyone that, you know, show love and send feedback about last week's show. You guys said you loved it, and she's promised that she's gonna come back. So she actually wanna come with today. I said no. Don't take over my show, Mama. Don't take over. So, thanks to my mom for doing the show with me last week. I really appreciate it. Enjoy. You guys know me a little bit more, and that's what I want, because I want to be vulnerable with you guys, because the whole point of having Posh Space Couch is for us to actually be vulnerable. It's a safe space so we can talk about everything and anything. So that's the whole purpose. And if I cannot lead by example, what am I telling you guys? So I'm leading by example by being vulnerable and actually showing you what my life looks like behind the scene. So yeah, it was a good one last week. So our sponsor remained the same for this week. We have BPM Solution. This is a company that does the recruitment service for you guys. So if you're in recruitment, you want especially virtual recruitment, they can run all your virtual recruiting, your service, your website, your everything from from beginning to end. They will do that for you. Just tell them what you want and off they go. And also we have EA Coaching, ESTA Coaching. That company also does something similar, but it's more of a career one. So ESTA Coaching does coaching, as it says. They do your CV for you. You might think you're new to the country and you're not getting paid what you actually deserve, but trust me, if you work with Esther, she will put you on that scale where your CV will be flying right, left, center. You're going to actually get interview and you're going to get a job. Trust me, with Esther, you get a job. I can guarantee you that, because that's what she's been doing over the years. So you guys, reach out to Esther for a good coaching, career and job hunt. And also we have Posh Pay Therapy, which is my sister company. Posh Pay Therapy is where you actually talk about everything and anything. It's created so we can actually talk, because therapy is not a big thing in African community, and that's what we are still breaking in, so we can actually talk, because you know, a sound mind, it's a better mind. Trust me, when you get it right upstairs, your body will actually function properly. The meaning of sanity or insanity is actually when the head is not in the right place. And you want to be sane, especially in this world that we are, it's chaotic, guys. It is chaotic. So I think, I have a therapist myself, by the way. We call them supervisor. So I go through also therapy session every fortnight, so because I need to keep my own mental health also in check. So it's actually for all of us. Right, having said all this, I think it's time to actually dive in into the show for today. Like I said, the topic is Let's Talk, and I want to start this show with a beautiful song that I've not heard in a very long time. So I stumbled on it actually today. So I thought, this is beautiful. So you guys might know it. You probably will, because it's a very old school song. And it's by Dr. Olaiya and Two-Face. It's Baby Jowo. So guys, this is it's an old school tune. I'm sorry to all the non-Nigerians, but you will enjoy the beats. So I will be back in a minute. Victor,
começou a frustrar como é isso. Muito só o peito, faz de telelau. É pra mim só frustrar como é isso. Anissa, muito só o peito, faz de telelau. Se se jawa, como é isso. Duro de mi, ani, kube mi saya. Kwa, fife, tutu saya. Amadeche mi, diyamida. Diyanjo wo, kuma ilo. Amadeche mi, kube mi saya.
I see the sun in your eyes, I see the stars in your eyes, I see the colors of the rainbow in your eyes. So baby, if not play, you may play. Baby, make you stop, I'm sadly. I say make you stop, I'm before you come, make mess in my day. Enjoy, 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 by me so for sincere. Come my love, my baby, bella, you know me and you need to do them, to do. Now you will be my amadosho, now only you, hey, only you.
Welcome back, my people. Right, that's a beautiful song. I need to translate that song in English. And basically what he's saying is, tell my baby not to go, because that's a cold love. Ah, no, but cold love is not good though. Right, well, it's a love song. It's a love song. And that takes me to actually, let me, and that's a good way to start the show, you know what? Because back in the days, yeah, and I sound old. I'm not old, guys. I'm not old. But yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, you know, 25 years ago, I remember vividly where we used to write love letters, you know, to our girlfriend or girlfriend-to-be. You know, when you're still chasing, and you know, love back then was so different to what we are experiencing these days, you know. I don't know if love is actually harder now or it was harder back in the days. Because then, now, when you send a message to someone and they didn't reply in 5 minutes, there's a war going on already. Meanwhile, back in the days, when you send a letter, you wait at least a week to even receive, talk less of responding to that letters. And no, people were patient. You have something to look forward to. Everything was calm. I remember when I wrote my album, all this old school song, you know, all this Westlife songs, we used to, you know, write the lyrics out and then you read it to that girl. And you know, the girl would just smile. You know, that same smile that come out from ladies' face back in the days, and it's just charming. And you know, when the girl says, "I will think about it," you know that you're winning. Because they will tell you no or I don't like you. Straightforward. But when you tell you I will think about it, you just know there's a potential for something to happen. I mean, to start dating. I don't even know what we call it then, to be honest. Because there's nothing much we're actually doing. You're just holding hands. You're just, you know, buy biscuits for each other. And everything was just nice. But now when you see a 16-year-old girl or 17, the type of relationship that's going on these days is bizarre. It's bizarre. I miss the old school dating. I genuinely miss old school dating. I don't know how it's for you guys. I want your opinion. Like I said, with this show today, we are doing it together. Do you miss the old school dating, or you actually like this with the social media one that we have now, where you have Inge, you have Bingo, you have Tinder? You know, everybody's accessible. There's option. Yeah, the option is there's choices. I mean, choices are good. I believe choices are good, but where does it stop? Where does it stop? It's good to have a discernment spirit, but then what are you going to decide when you have 1,000 options? I mean, that's difficult. You know, it's difficult. These days, it was said that we know what's called situationship. And people are okay with situationship these days. And I was like, what is situation? What is, I mean, a complicated relationship? Damn it. You know, and all these things, guys, it does affect our mental health, either we like it or not. Because at the end of the day, you know me, I always find a way to make this topic back to mental. It does affect your mental because if you are in a complicated relationship, which I believe it's not defined, there's no room for you to get a new person because you're stuck with someone. So you can't leave that person and you can't start something new. So you're stuck. That's why it's complicated. But then sometimes people are content, you know, content with that. And then the blame will be on the other person that comes in. Because now, when that thing didn't work out with the complicated one, the next person suffers it. And that's where the mental challenges start, you know, commence. Because there's a trust issue, you know. So it's just, you know, I'm just ranting, guys. I'm just ranting about relationship at the moment, you know. But there's green flags, there's red flags, you know. We always ignore the red flags, you know. I was watching a show today on Instagram, and this guy specifically said, "I want a lady. I'm a Christian, and I want a Christian lady, but I don't go to church, and I don't think I want to go to church." And the lady, she's a Christian, by the way. This is a Christian show. And the lady was like, "No problem. I will change you." Are you? Guys, you know, there's one rule for one person, there's a rule for another. You know, there's double standard everywhere. Like, the red flag is there because this guy would probably not go to church. Because he already said it, that he doesn't believe in church, but he believes in personal relation with God, which is fine. But you, as the other lady, you're a Christian, you believe in the gathering of others. And this guy said this out loud, and you then say, "Okay, you know what, we can work with that." What are you working with? Now, in 2 years' time or whatever, when you're struggling to get this guy to church and things are now messy, you say the guy is this. No, the red flag is there. Most of the time, we always see the red flag. But guess what? We'll ignore it. We'll work with it. No? And guys, everything I'm saying today, I want it to be questioned. Like, send me a message. Like, send me a message on TikTok or WhatsApp or normal message 0744-881-1570. 0744-881-1570. So, guys, like, is it actually okay to believe you can change people? Is that actually real, especially in relationship? You know, I think it's challenging, you know? What is your biggest dating red flag? I mean, you guys can tell me your own opinion. You know, it's loyalty. Is loyalty enough for a relationship to survive? Is it just about loyalty? Is there any other thing that we can do to make relationship actually survive? Can men and women truly be friends? Remember, we had this topic before. We had this topic on the show. Like, can men and women actually, can they be friends? You know, talking of friendship, you know, what makes a genuine friend? Like, what can you define as a genuine friend? And if you want a friend, can you also give exactly what you want in that relationship? All right, there's another trend last week that happened. Let me talk about that also. So this is about friend with benefit. So there's a lady that was ranting on social media last week that her tire got busted. She had a flat tire on the road, and she called the guy that she was having a thing with, right? A thing. I'm sure you guys know what I mean by a thing, because I'm not gonna say that out loud. So unfortunately, the guy was like, "Oh, I'm not your boyfriend. I can't do that for you." The guy was like, "But we agreed to be friend with benefit, which means we are friends before even the benefit. So what is the benefit I'm getting from you if you cannot even help me to fix my tire? But if you need me to do some other thing, your bedroom stuff, you can call me." So it was like, that is not friend with benefit, because I'm not benefiting anything from you. And I deep that, which is true, because there's a title to everything these days: friend with benefits, booty call, whatever, complicated, you know, different names. But the emphasis on the friend with benefit that this lady was talking about. And the guy also replied that most of the time, guys are the one that suffer more in friend with benefit, because most of the time when the man takes the friend, when a male friend, right, let me put it properly, when a male friend takes a female friend out, most of the time the male friend is one paying for everything. So most of the time, male are the one doing more than the female, that the female might not even want to have the thing. And if she doesn't want it, then it's not going to happen. That's only when she wants it, that's when it's going to happen. He has a valid point. The other lady has a valid point. But that's our relationship has turned to. That's what friendship is now turned to these days. And it's really, really sad. It's sad. You know, all this thing messed up with her mental health. It mess up with our mental health. Because my question is, friendship actually transactional? Well, my answer to that will be yes and also no. It's a gray area, because your friendship should be genuine. You should give without expecting. But having said that, where you're giving, you're actually expecting. Because even Jesus gave us his life and he expects us to surrender to him. So I feel like that's sort of something that you want back when you're in a relationship or in a friendship, you know. But it's just that the way it goes these days is more of a transactional than emotions or genuine. It's not like genuine, you know. It's just, I feel like I'm the one ranting here today, you know. The difference between friends and acquaintances, there's a big difference between friends and acquaintances, and people mix this together. I, as a person, Shay, I don't have many friends. but I have a lot of acquaintances. And I know, I have a lot of people that know of me, but do not know me. And I always say this all the time. Posh P, yes, you know of me. Have you ever spent 1 hour with me? Do you know where I live? Have I done anything? Have we have any, you know? There's a lot of things. People just know your name or they see you around, because obviously I go out and they see you like, oh yeah, I know him. No, you don't know me. You know of me. You know, you are an acquaintance. There's acquaintance, there's work colleague, there's church mates, and there's friends. It's all these things are actually different, but we actually mix them together and we place expectation on everything, and then everything gets complicated. Oh Lord. But the thing is, guys, when it comes to friendship, we need each other. There's no man is an island. No man is an island. You need me as much as I need you, you know. My pastor did a sermon the other day, and we spoke about ladder. You need someone to climb up. You need someone to climb up, you know. This posh pickers could grow better than this if I have some odd people that say, okay, Shay, let's do this. Put this here. I need people. You know, when I started this show, I have people, some people that were there with me. They were supporting me. So there's nobody weak. I don't think anybody can do everything. You can have an idea. You can start something, but you need people to support you when things are going either good or bad. And also, when it comes to friendship, it's good to know where to check out, because some friendship are not good for you, or they expired. Okay, I think that's the part that we don't actually talk about in friendship, guys. Everything expires in life, just like human being. When we die, that's when we expire. So some friendship will expire, or you outgrow them, and that's fine. It's actually how you manage the situation. I can be your friend when we were like 5, 6, 10 years old, but now in our late 30s, 40 years old, we might not align anymore, and that is not a problem. That means we move from one stage of being a close friend to probably casual friend, where we just say I and bye, but there's no hard feelings. So this is stages to everything in life. What else I wanna, right, okay, shout out to, because I was meant to do this last week, but I forgot. I forgot because my mom was on the show, so I forgot. So shout out to Arsenal for winning the league and losing the Champions League final. That one is joyful for me. I'm excited about the other part, but I'm actually also happy for them for winning the league, because they deserve it. It's been a long time coming. The last time they won a league, I was in university at level 100 level, and that was 22 years ago. So so it's a long time, and I was still in Nigeria. So now we're in the World Cup season. World Cup starts this week on Thursday. Unfortunately, Nigeria is not going. So yeah, Nigeria is not at the World Cup this year. But we're still going to support the country. So I'm stuck between England, because I live here, so I give them my loyalty, and France. So those are my two teams that I'm going to go with this upcoming World Cup that starts on Thursday. I don't know what your opinion is. Who do you think is going to win the World Cup? Are you excited about the World Cup coming up? Which country do you think is the strongest? Because most of the time, the strongest squad doesn't win the World Cup, to be honest. So, what team do you think is the strongest, and what team do you think is actually going to win this year's World Cup? I want your opinion. Let's share your opinion, and then we can actually talk about that. Can African nation coordination? Can we finally cross over to final? I think we've made it to semi-final once. Yeah, I think quarterfinal, semi-final, something like that, but we've never been final anyway. So can any of the, I think we have 7 nations this year, 6 or 7, yeah. So can any one of them actually made it to the final? Because that would be glorious. Trust me, I will dump both England and France for any African nation that made it past semi-final. trust me, it's coming to Africa. Ahoo. So, guys, do you think we can actually get to the final of the World Cup this year? You know, football is beautiful. It's beautiful. I think that's a language that most people understood, especially men, particularly. Talking of posh beach couch, which is for men. So I believe when it comes to World Cup, it brings everyone together and we all have the same goal. Everybody's passionate about it. We're speaking the same language on the same page. So football is very powerful. It is something that I'm very passionate about. Also, I'm a Chelsea fan, by the way. So that's the reason why I don't like Arsenal. So now I'm justifying my reason for not liking Arsenal. So because I'm a Chelsea fan. So, yeah. So, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to go on a short break. And the song I'm going to play right now is actually called How Are You? Because, yeah, I still do. As much as it's a chill show today, we are bantering and talking about everything and anything. But how are you? How are you feeling? You know, send me a message if there's anything you want to talk about. Tell me your feelings. Tell me what's going on with you. If something that you're able to share online, let's talk about it, you know. So the song said, How Are You by Johnny Drill. So listen to that song and when we're back, we shall carry on where we stopped. And see you in a sec.
Sometimes you realize that nobody's meant to explain. I care for you, my friend. Why do no vex for me? Say I never call you since. But I hope that you are well. I hope you're my cattle. Every day I dey pray for you, make it Baba come bless you. I never forget you, how I gon' forget you? See my shoulder, make you rest upon me. You know I got you, let me be your friend indeed. My money done show now, I done keep some for you. You know go so far, cause anything I get now for me and you.
People, right? Yeah, that's the song said, How Are You, My Friend? So, guys, how are you? How are you? You know, that's my passion. My joy in life is for everyone. I always say, but my passion in life is for people to be happy. Yeah, for people to be happy. I want you to be happy. I want to see you grow. I want to see you thrive. You know, that's my goal and my passion. That's what fulfills me. And I have a lot of testimonies right from when I started a therapy journey. Even me as once a patient, because I've been through therapy myself, and I've seen how I've grown. I've seen the transformation of where I was back then to where I am today. You know, the journey has been amazing. You know, the transformation, the healing. And so far I can do it. That's why I thought everyone can do it. And that's my fulfillment, is for me to actually see people moving from one stage of their life where they are traumatized, where they are going through one thing or the other, and then seeing them thriving. You know, when your trigger is no more a trigger, your trigger is something you can now smile about, something you can now share with other people, instead of something that when you hear it, you kick off, that you just lash out, you're always angry. Those are some people, yeah, they are always angry, like their face is always like this, 24/7. And then you think, why are you angry? Who hurt you? Why are you always defensive? Guys, it's not their fault. Like, when you meet people like this, as much as they drain your energy, as much as you feel like, oh my God, this person is... It's not their fault. Something has happened. Something is wrong. You know, it's like driving a car. And the car is coughing or is making some funny noise. That means something has happened. And then you now carry on driving that car. No, that car needs to go to mechanic. You need to go to the mechanics. And that's what Poshpi therapy and Poshpi couch is for. We are there so you guys can come. And then we can say, okay, how can we fix this? How can I play my role in making you a better person? You know, that's the whole point of Poshpi Couch, and that's what we're talking about today. And we spoke about friendship, we spoke about relationship and modern dating, we spoke about football, you know, yeah, which is my own excitement part, because the World Cup, I'm going to be glued to my TV now from Thursday, and nobody's going to... I'm not going to have attention of most of people now. They'll be like, So, what's your memory of World Cup? My memory of World Cup was 1994. I was very young, by the way. That was the first World Cup I think Nigeria attended. And that was beautiful. I think we got second round. And the hype, the excitement of that World Cup, those players are good. Oh, those players are good, you know. I don't think we've ever had a team like that. And those teams went on and win Atlanta 96, the Olympics. Yeah, they went and won the Olympics gold medal in 96, which I remember vividly. I think I was 10 years old then in 96, if I'm right, yes. So that was my memory of actually football. And my favorite player then was Celestine Babayaro, because he used to do backflip, and I do backflip also when I was young. Someone said, where were you in 94? Yeah, I watched 94 very well. Babayaro used to do backflip in 96, so I followed him, and then he went to Chelsea. That's how I became a Chelsea fan till today. So that was my story. I'm not Abramovich or Mourinho. People that joined Chelsea. I joined Chelsea way back before then. Yeah, so that's actually my story about how I became a Chelsea fan. It was Celeste Babayaro that took me to Chelsea. So yeah, football is beautiful. I can talk about football every day and any day, but I don't know why I'm not actually a football analyst or something like that. I actually have a great career in football, to be honest. And my favorite player of all time will be... I know that's gonna be biased, but my favorite player is Frank Lampard, to be honest. Could be Zidane. I think Zidane is one of the greatest, but for me personally, I think it's actually Lampard. Yeah. So, what I want to talk about so today, because obviously it's podcasters, right? See, this podcasting thing is becoming vile. It is actually bizarre now, because everybody and anybody is just setting up camera and mic, and they're just yapping. And they are talking trash. They're talking trash. And when I mean trash, rubbish. I've watched some podcasts this outgoing week. I mean, last week. Oh, my God. I'm like, podcast, I believe, should be educative. In fact, there should be a license for podcasts now where people can actually tell us what your podcast will be about before we can let you have one. Because, yeah. I'm seeing some people say, like, some education that is bizarre, telling you how to sell your body, telling you this is what you should do. You should not respect men. You should not respect anybody. You're a B-I-T-C-H. You're this, you're that. And you're proud to be saying all those things. And this is the new generation here. And this is what they want. They are hearing. And that's why things are getting worse. Are getting worse and worse. The other day when I spoke about generations, where we came, went from, we started from boomers to the baby boomers to Gen X, Gen Z, whatever, millennia, then to Gen Z, then Gen Alpha. So there's a new generation that started last year, which is Gen Beta. Right. If we are not keeping our SHIT together, What are this new generation going to meet? Like, they're gonna meet nothing, absolutely nothing, because the content a lot of podcasters are throwing out these days, it scares me. And do you know why they are doing this? Because of trend, unfortunately, because of trend. And what makes it sad is, the sponsors, these people that sponsored all these shows, all this, they went viral. So when you go viral on the wrong thing, you get endorsement. And this is not me being jealous or anything. Like, we give good content. We talk about mental health, how to people better people's life. But you'll be struggling to pitch what you do for sponsors, you know, for people to actually buy into what you're doing. Meanwhile, some people will just be saying that's it. And this is why, you know, that it's end time. It's actually end time. I'm not here to preach, by the way, but it is bizarre. It is bizarre what is happening right now in podcasting world. You need to take mic off a lot of people. Yeah. That's mic needs to go. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but I think we should start with Association of Podcasters. And then we should start regulating, because this thing messes up people's mental health. It messes up their head. It's because when you feed people some certain information, it grows into them and they start to believe it. And before you know, voila. You know? Well, I think I'm the one doing most of the ranting today, but it's good. Yeah, people engage in immorality. That's actually true. I 100% agree with that, you know. The things that trend are the things that doesn't make sense. You know, are things that when you can talk about certain thing, and someone else talk about that same thing, and their own will be... If I want to go viral today or tomorrow, I know what to say. People have actually, guys, confession time now. People have actually approached me and like, Posh, can you not do this? Can I come to your show and then we can do this and then you can blow? I'm like, thank you, but no. Thank you, but no. Like, I'm doing this for passion. I'm doing this for people. Not for trend, not for blowing up or anything. When it starts to blow, it will blow. Because I did not get it from nobody. You know? Anyway, and that's why these people, are they actually happy? You know? And let's talk about real life now. Like, real life. A lot of people that follow social media trend, a lot of people that actually listen to what's going on, they don't know behind the scene of what these people are doing. you know, people are, a lot of them are sad. A lot of them, they cry every day. It's a lot of things happening that people don't tell you when they come on social media. You know, people are struggling silently, you know, and they don't listen. They don't, like, there's a life lesson around us. You don't even need to wait for life to happen to you before you learn. You can learn from others, your parents, your friend, the elderly people. But some people do not learn. They not learn. They still want to wait because you want to wear Chanel, you want to wear all these latest designers and everything that at the end of the day, you're gonna affect your mental health, you know? Right. So, just got a comment like that. Women wants to be like man nowadays because life we are living now is different from the past. Well, that's true. And talking about that, I think we're in a age where I'm a feminist, by the way, and I can say that out loud. I have a daughter, and I am a feminist. But I think the feminists for Nigerians or Africans or society is different. The actually meaning or the definition of feminist is actually giving, empowering women, giving them voice. You know, because women have had it tough growing up because it's a man's world. The way it was orchestrated from the start, men, which put women at the far, far, far bottom of everything. And these women have fought all the way to be where they are today. And we celebrate them, we appreciate them, we are happy for them. But as a set of women now, they now want to topple men. I now want the men to be at the foot. To be the crumbs of their food so they can march on them. And that's the next thing now, because they've come all the way, and because they don't, it's be like, oh, men are slave to me. I'm a dominatrix or whatever like that. And you just want to sit like, God has created this world for a purpose, and there's an hierarchy. Yes, women are our mothers, you know, we respect them and everything. But the Bible does not change. And it said men are the head and the women are the neck. I don't know about that. I think so. But the head cannot even move with that neck anyway. So somehow, women still control men. It's not even a control. It's a balance. We walk side by side. Everybody is doing their own. The head is working. The head cannot work without the neck. The neck cannot work without the head, basically. So we actually do not need to fight. We do not need to argue or protest on anything. We are meant to be team. Man and woman are meant to be team. No, we are meant to be working towards the same goal. But now we are working against each other. Men would talk trash on men. Women would down talk women. Men will down talk women, and this is where we are currently. And the only way we can save this world is to go back to basic and put things the way God wanted it to be. You know, let's go back to the old and change it to what it should be. You know, if not, I'm worried about the next generation. I'm worried about the next generation, you know. Yeah, Ephesians 5:25 said, my mom just sent a message now. Man should love their wife. Wife should love their husband and submit to their husband. Yes, that's absolutely true. So, yeah, guys, you know, today's topic is, like I said, it's just, we're just talking and freelancing. I've not received any call yet, but I'm carrying on. I'm bringing messages on TikTok, which is good. So that's good. So if you guys want to rant about anything, it's time to rant. Send in your rant. And someone wants to join live. I don't know if I can join live on this one. So if you want to rant, to push, whatever that's on your mind. Some people that are trying to join my life, please just send a message. This is a radio show, so I cannot do live. So just send a message and I will read your message out loud. I can't do live right now. like I said, so it's time to rant to Posh. If you have anything you want to rant about, let's rant, let's talk about it, and then we can start rounding up the show. Right, my question to everyone today is, are you genuinely happy? What are you going through? What is that thing that you're struggling with silently? Especially women. It's Men Mental Health Month, and it's Father's Day in 2 weeks' time, which means we're going to be dealing with a lot of men issue this month. And also, and I've been privileged to have some I have three places we'll actually be talking this month on Men Mental Health, and I'm so grateful about that. So, guys, our mental health is very, very important. How do you define genuine happy? That's a good question. But it's in within. You feel there's a peace of mind. That's what I can say. There's peace. There's a peace that sits with you. And that peace does not change. Even when everything is rolling up and down, the peace is nothing fazes you. Nothing moves you. You just believe that something bigger than you is working for you. And it keeps you at peace. That's how I can define my own peace. Because that's how I get my peace. My own happiness is because I'm actually genuinely at peace. And when I'm at peace, nothing fazes me anymore, you know. I'm not living in any trauma. I've overcome a lot of my past. So right now, I'm just living in my element. You know, that's actually how I can define being genuinely happy. So now we know. Okay, mama. I don't understand. Right, yeah. So, guys, another question is, what would you tell your younger self? A lot of us have missed it. How are you recalibrating? How are you getting the balance back? You know, it's okay to fall. The righteous shall fall 6 times, but shall stand up 7 times. So it's not the falling. What will you tell your younger self, you know? So, well, I think it's been a good show today. Check on your people. Check on others, guys. Friendship, as we started with friendship, we have to check on each other. When you don't hear from your friend, don't be waiting like, oh, this person has not called me. My friend was talking about this thing last week. So basically, he was talking to a lady, and they've been talking for like 3 days. Obviously, he's doing the checking. So for 2 days, he didn't reach out, and the girl didn't reach out. And that's how the potential relationship ended, because he believes, I can't just be checking on you every day. If you do hear from me, I'll be checking on you consecutively. You should check on me also. Nothing is one-way-sided, guys. Nothing is one-way-sided. It should be flow of traffic. You know, let it flow. Let it flow. That's how we can actually get it right. You know, check up on your friends. You know, take a break from social media. Social media is toxic, guys. It can be. Take a break, you know. Detox from social media. You know, seek help when life becomes overwhelming. That's why I'm here. Seek help, reach out, and let's see what we can actually do together for each other. And make sure you have a good support system. You know, tap into your support system, your friends, your family, your colleagues, people that you know they can help you, people that know better than you, people that you know, and also be a good support system, because it's not about just taking, it's about giving and taking, because that's how we can have our mental health in the right place. So guys, I think it's been an amazing show today, and good luck to the African nations that are representing us at this World Cup. I'm going to be glued to my TV from Thursday, and I'm going to give you guys feedback on Monday to tell you how it's going on the World Cup level thing, because I'm interested in that. And for every other thing, thank you guys. I love you, and I shall see you next week by God's grace. Keep your mental health in check. Bye.
greener on the other side. That's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh. If I had known the life I was searching for was already my own.
We gonna let the world know how we keep the ball in control.